Chef Audio presents Transition. Written by Ian Banks. Read by Peter Kenny.
Perhaps we all find such coincident placemarks in the books of our lives reassuring. Still, it seems to me that such congruencies, while useful in fixing what one might call one's personal eras within our shared history, are effectively meaningless. Lying here, during all this time after my own small fall, it has become my conviction that things mean pretty much what we want them to mean. We'll pluck significance from the least consequential happenstance if it suits us, and happily ignore the most flagrantly obvious symmetry between separate aspects of our lives if it threatens some cherished prejudice or cosily comforting belief. We are blindest to precisely whatever might be most illuminating. Mrs. Mulvihill herself said that, I think. Or it might have been Madame d'Ortolan. I get the two confused sometimes. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So, in the light of the above, let us embrace rather than resist this effect. You may, even as we begin, wish to know how my part in this ends. So, let me tell you. This is how it ends. He comes into my room. He is dressed in black and wearing gloves. It is dark in here.